Hello, it's Wednesday, March the 31st, the final day of March. Tomorrow will be April and perhaps April Fool's Day, if that's in your wheelhouse. I've always had a little bit of fun with my family and occasionally caught them out. But today is March the 31st, and we're in chapter 2 and verses 1 to 4 of the prophet Isaiah. And these are wonderful words. These are words, of course, that are inscribed on the building, ironically, on the building of the United Nations in New York, about the reference to the pruning hooks and so on. The word that Isaiah, the son of Amos, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem: it shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established as the highest of the mountains, and shall be lifted up above the hills, and all the nations shall flow to it. And then in verse 4, he shall judge between the nations, and shall decide disputes for many peoples. A king is coming. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. And those are the words that are on the building of the United Nations building in New York. And we have never seen more wars in our time than at any time, I think, in history. It's a passage that asks the question, what is the church? And the church is comprised of God's people from every tribe, every tongue, every nation, and they will come streaming into Zion. That's the picture. And you see a little glimpse of it on the day of Pentecost, when Luke draws attention to Medes and Parthians and Elamites and dwellers of Mesopotamia. These are Jews returning to Jerusalem who now live in the diaspora. And it's a little glimpse of Pentecost and Jesus building his church and sending forth his spirit to call his people to Zion, to the spiritual Zion. There is a great future for the church. That doesn't mean to say that the church might not know periods of persecution and decline, and we may be in one of those periods here in the West, but in other parts of the world, in Indonesia, there has been a phenomenal growth in the church in the last 10 years or so. The church in China is thriving beyond what we can imagine. And so we may be in for a period of judgment. We haven't used the gifts that God has given to us well, perhaps. And God is now going to teach us a lesson, put us through the refiner's fire, as he spoke of in the previous chapter. But the future of the church is glorious. Every tribe, every tongue, not one will be lost. And I think this passage looks to the new heavens and new earth, where all of God's children from every tribe, tongue, and people will be gathered. It's a section of Isaiah that will make your heart glow today. Have a wonderful day.